Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck along with Chad Marquitz, we are your hosts for the weekend edition. Also your hosts throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report. On this weekend show, we're going to keep it a little bit more focused. First couple of segments, more on the bond market, as we have seen U.S. yields spike just in the last couple of weeks. And then the back end of the show, shifting our focus back to the energy markets, oil and natural gas, which have been relatively range-bound, trying to get some clarity on where that next break will come. To kick off this show, we are chatting with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, as I mentioned, we're focusing on the bond market. As the 10-year this week broke out above 4%, the 2-year also above 5%. It's been a couple weeks, actually a couple months in a row here where the 10-year has moved higher. It bottomed at about 3.25% in April and has climbed much higher. Now, some of this is on the back of the debt ceiling debate that is now settled. More treasuries are coming on the market. Also, investors getting more confident, I guess, that we will see more rate hikes and probably no rate cuts this year, but who knows? Again, the Fed has continued to drive home that there might be a couple more hikes coming. But Jesse, let's just start off big picture for investors. What do you think the importance is here to understand about yields moving much higher and threatening to break even higher?
Well, I've been paying very close attention to the especially the 10-year Treasury yield. Over the last several months, we've had warnings from two very important market watchers. First is Bill Dudley, former head of the New York Fed, right, who's probably more familiar with money markets, Treasury markets, these things than, you know, 99% of the financial industry. And he's been saying there's a supply-demand mismatch, right? We're issuing so many new treasuries. We have to issue so many new treasuries to fund the government, the massive fiscal deficit, at the same time that the Fed's undergoing quantitative tightening. I mean, they're reducing the balance sheet, and foreigners are taking less interest in owning treasuries than they have in any time in recent memory. So the supply-demand mismatch, he suggests, means that interest rates need to go higher. Now, his warnings have been echoed by Ray Dalio, right, founder of the largest hedge fund on planet Earth. He actually wrote a piece in Time last week suggesting that in order to price in this supply-demand mismatch, interest rates either have to go a lot higher or the Fed has to print a lot of money. And I think that might be kind of the sequencing, that we're going to see interest rates go significantly higher across the curve. I'm not talking about the Fed funds rate. I'm talking about 5-10-year treasury yields until the Fed is kind of forced to step into the market. So I'm paying mostly close attention to this 10-year treasury yield. To me, it looks like from the high that it put in last October, which coincided with the stock market lows last October, it's kind of traded kind of in a sideways downtrend, otherwise known as a bull flag pattern. We last week broke out of that bull flag pattern. Today we're seeing follow through on that breakout. And that technical breakout confirms to me these warnings from Bill Dudley, Ray Dalio, and others that interest rates are headed higher. Market, you know, stock market and corporate bond markets are all kind of priced for rates to come down. So this is not a good sign for risk assets. And more importantly, the breakout of this bull flag pattern suggests that the 10-year Treasury yield is targeting 5% over the next several weeks or months.
Well, Jesse, in lieu of what's going on with rates, when a lot of people thought they would start pulling back and they're starting to scorch higher, at least in the last couple of weeks and over the last month or two, if they keep going higher, it seems like the general markets are set up in a way where they're expecting a different outcome, and where people looking at the Fed expectations and what they're going to do for policy, they're going to get into a kind of a pickle here where they're going to be nearing the end of their rate hiking cycle. If inflation stays a little stickier and you start seeing rates take off, and then they actually need to go into an easing mode while they're still quantitative tightening because the recession's coming, it could be a weird storm of events. So could you help us sort out how that may play out with Fed policy and the markets in relation to these interest rates?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the Fed's been pretty clear they're going to probably raise rates at the short end, right, or the Fed funds rate this month, maybe again in September. I think that's kind of what they've guided. It's two more rate hikes this year. And then they're probably done. And I think they might not even get that second rate hike because we're seeing things like jobless claims and a lot of other things that are, you know, starting to confirm the leading indicators, which have been pointing to recession in the second half of this year for a long time now. So the closer we get to more of these kind of coincident indicators or even lagging indicators confirming what the leading indicators have been saying for months, you know, the more obviously we're going to be, you know, recession is going to be here or upon us in the second half of this year. That's going to say to the Fed, okay, you've probably done enough in terms of hiking rates. The problem is, you know, there's no, you look at things like core PCE and core CPI, the core inflation numbers suggest that the Fed's nowhere close to getting inflation back down to its 2% target. We're still 4% plus on a lot of these core measures. So if the Fed is forced to, if interest rates are at the longer end of the curve, going to continue higher, even as the Fed is done hiking at the short end, that could create a real problem, right? If the Fed has not won the inflation battle decisively, but is forced to end quantitative tightening because of structural issues in the Treasury market, it could do a lot of damage to inflation psychology, where people realize, okay, wait, the Fed is having to address financial stability concerns, and that is going to tie their hands in fighting inflation going forward. So, at that point, it'll be really interesting to watch how the gold price reacts. It's already reacting in a way that suggests the markets are potentially pricing in, a reversal on the balance sheet, the Fed's balance sheet. Because if the Fed is forced to end quantitative tightening while inflation is still a problem, obviously that's probably the most bullish case you could imagine for precious metals. And so if interest rates continue higher at the longer end of the curve and the gold price goes up at the same time, right, that'll be a clear sign that that kind of a dynamic is underway.
It really seems like such a kind of muddy outlook here. We don't know if yields are going to keep spiking higher, but clearly the trend is higher. And I think one of the bigger questions is, have we seen the true end to that multi-decade bull market in bonds? It really does seem like we are going to need to get used to a higher interest rate environment, which, as you said, as a number of our guests have said, does trickle through month after month, year after year, and even day after day, where more debt needs to be rolled over. It puts the Fed in a tough situation, but at the same time, the Fed has said that they really want to attack inflation. They are seemingly determined to keep unwinding the balance sheet, keep some sort of quantitative tightening on the table. Plus, they might have a couple more rate hikes in front of us. Again, this whole environment of what's going to happen, what's the Fed going to do, and what's driving this recent move in yields. Many things for us to talk about in the next segment, too, as we also talk about the carryover to markets and also to metals. You touched on gold. Look, we're going to keep on chatting about it. So everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with Jesse Feldman.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Jesse Felder.
So, Jesse, in terms of the yields popping here and just, I guess, a lack of buyers for bonds, how much does that also tie into, one, the debt ceiling being raised, so now more bonds, more treasuries coming onto the market, and two, Fed expectations for hikes? A lot of people were pricing in rate cuts by the end of this year, a number of rate cuts. That is completely turned around now.
Yeah, well, the end of the, right, lifting the debt ceiling meant that the Treasury had to refill its coffers, right? They'd run down to essentially nothing in the Treasury general account. And, you know, that's kind of the working capital account for the Treasury to pay all of the government's bills. So they need, you know, they've run that back up to, I don't know, $300, $400 billion, and they're going to continue probably trying to build that back up. But at the same time, I think the bigger issue is the fact that the fiscal deficit right now is wider than it's been at any point during an economic recovery in U.S. history, right? Normally what happens, you have an economic recovery, you get a recession, deficit widens out because of the counter-cyclical fiscal policy that says, okay, we're going to engage in some fiscal stimulus to try and boost the economy. That blows out the deficit during a recession. And then when the economy begins to recover, the deficit narrows again. Well, what we've seen is that that has played out to a degree this time, but it never really narrowed anywhere close to like 0%, you know, to GDP fiscal deficit. We still, I think we bottomed out around 5, and it's widening again towards 6-7% again. So this is the widest fiscal deficit during an economic expansion that we've seen in post-war times. And so that's a very, very important dynamic. That's what Bill Dudley and Ray Dalio are talking about, is that that gap in the fiscal deficit means that there's so much more debt that needs to be issued to fund the government, because taxes just aren't covering it, right? The taxes are, you know, government tax revenue is declining, and spending is going up, and so deficit's widening. And so you have a scenario where there's going to be lots of debt that needs to be issued. Interest rates go up, and you know, that creates a problem for the Fed with fiscal policy.
Does your timing get impacted at all? Would you consider that, look, the yield curve, at least the 210 spread, went negative at the very beginning of 2022, and then it's just kept going more and more negative? Quite frankly, we're seeing the most negative yield curve since back in the 80s, and it almost looks like it's continuing to trend lower. So does that impact the timing at all, simply because the last inversions have been much shallower, much shorter? We go the whole way back to the 80s when it finally was this inverted, and again, it's still looking like it could get more inverted.
Well, look back to that last time it was this inverted, right? You can look back to that the early 1980s, essentially. And, you know, the yield curve, this 210 yield curve, first inverted in August of 1978, right? But then it continued to, you know, get wider and wider of an inversion until February of 1980, when it bottomed out at like 2%. Was, you know, we're sitting at just over 1, something like that right now. It actually widened to 2% in February 1980, when, you know, Paul Volcker was famously raising rates significantly to fight inflation. What happened was the economy went into recession right when the yield curve bottomed in February 1980. So it took a little over 18 months, or, you know, what is that, less than 18 months for recession to start from the beginning of the yield curve, right? Where are we at today? The yield curve first inverted July of 22. That puts 18 months at, you know, towards the end of this year. Right, towards the late fourth quarter of this year is going to be 18 months from the beginning of that yield curve inversion. So to me, the yield curve still, you know, yes, it's a leading indicator. It's just like, you know, Fed funds, essentially the 2-year reflects monetary policy, right? So the yield curve inversion is just kind of another look at, you know, very much like Fed funds rate, monetary policy is a leading indicator that has an 18-month lead. So that points to recession, you know, sometime around December, you know, of this year, January next year. Still, confirms kind of a lot of the other stuff that I'm looking at. And so the fact that people are talking about a soft landing to me is just not validated at all by any indicators.
You know, a lot of times when you see the yield curve eventually flatten, it's because the short end of the yield curve starts getting sold off. So we would see the 2-year yield start dropping. But you had posited to us an idea that maybe it actually won't be that as much as it will be the long end of the yield curve starting to rise and steepen. What kind of an environment would that be for the markets, for gold?
Well, the reason I think that is probably because the Fed is close to being done. I do think they're close to. They'll probably raise again here in July. They've guided towards another rate hike probably in September and then being done. I don't think they'll probably raise in September. I think we're seeing the sign, the message from leading indicators beginning to materialize in things like jobless claims and things. And it's going to become more obvious over the next few months that we're headed for recession, if not in recession already here in the third quarter. Now, that would probably be a sign to the Fed, you don't need to hike anymore, right? Recession is here. If at the same time the long end continues to go up because, normally the long end, right, would come down. Recession's here, okay, interest rates need to come down. But this supply-demand dynamic is really interesting, right? Things like the copper-to-gold ratio have suggested rates should be coming down for a long time now. Copper-to-gold ratio is a multi-month, sitting very close to kind of multi-month lows, while you have the 10-year yield pushing its highs. That's a sign to me that fundamentals aren't what's driving the bond market right now. It's not the economy. It's not inflation. It's just this supply and demand issue. And so if, a massive wall of supply coming into the treasury market is going to mean that long rates go up, even as the Fed has done hiking, right? That means the yield curve is going to steepen again. Now, that is probably a really bearish thing for the economy, for risk assets especially, because right, markets are priced for interest rates coming down. Most of this corporate debt doesn't need to be refinanced till 2025. And so the reason why spreads are so narrow right now is because people think, okay, by the time these corporates need to refinance, rates will be much lower. If that's not the case, right, and rates go higher, you're going to have the market having to price in some real distress in the corporate bond market. Spreads have to widen. PEs come down. And so that's why, to me, it all comes back to the 10-year treasury yield. You got to keep a close eye on this thing because markets, are not prepared for sustainably higher interest rates right now.
All right. Well, Jesse, we're going to wrap it up here. Let's really just see how this all plays out, right? It is kind of a waiting game to see how these rates filter through. And every month, every week, probably every day, people are needing to refinance something at much, much higher rates. Jesse, thank you as always for your time. We'll chat again next month. It's always great chatting with you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A less than stellar jobs report suggests the labor market is showing some signs of softening.
University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith says the June unemployment rate remains basically unchanged from May at 3.6%. So strap in for more interest rate hikes from the Fed.
Don't expect to see, you know, the Fed reducing interest rates, you know, within the next year or perhaps beyond.
He says the goal is to get inflation down to 2% from its current rate at just over 4%. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is calling lawmakers back to Des Moines for a special session on Tuesday the 11th to pass new pro-life laws. The news comes after a deadlocked Iowa Supreme Court declined to lift an injunction on a 2018 law that protects babies from abortion after a heartbeat can be detected. Tim Berg, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report with a focus on the energy sector as we are chatting with Joseph Schachter, founder and editor of the Schachter Energy Report. Also publishes the Eye on Energy Report, which is a free letter that covers more of the macro data around the oil and natural gas sector. Joseph, let's start with kind of the macro landscape focused in oil. Oil price has pretty much been stuck in a range this whole year, $65 on the low end up to about $80, even more so in the last couple months, 2 months to be exact, more in that $65 to $75 range. Joseph, in your eyes, what's some of the key data that investors need to look for to understand if we're going to get a breakdown from this range or a breakout higher?
Well, the issue for me is that in the 2022 period, supplies were in excess of demand. I put that chart on that in my last SER issue. You can go to the EIA website and see that. Federal Reserve of Dallas does some great charts. And there was a build in inventories. Oil doesn't go up when there's built in inventories, and that occurred during the time of the Russian invasion. As America took from the SPR, other countries took from the strategic reserves because they were worried about not wanting to buy from Russia, and that they did make that at work. Then heading into early 2023, the government is still putting out the SPR. This week, the SPR that came out today was down 1.4 million barrels. from 350 million to 348.6, and that's down 149 million barrels from 297.9 a year ago. So there's a big shakeout, from the, how long will the SPR continue to add to supplies to keep oil prices cheap. But we're in the summer driving season now. Demand historically picks up. We're going to see motor gasoline demand pick up in the next few weeks. We're going to see jet fuel pick up to record levels. Last week it was up 108,000 to 1.94 million barrels, and that's up significantly from a year ago, 10% from a year ago. And what it's going on, as we all know when you hear about people flying, there's the planes, they don't have enough pilots, don't have enough slots, the air traffic control can't handle it. So you're looking at very, very tight conditions for flying, and so people are going to go by car. Gasoline prices are cheaper than they were a year ago, and people have been locked at home, so they want to travel. So all of that demand, I think, is positive. The one that the markets have been hoping for is a big recovery in China, and that alone would mean a million barrels of more demand. So far, we're not seeing that. Where we're seeing the demand pick up is in other Asia countries. We're seeing it in the United States. And I think we're going to see it as the weather gets warmer. More and more natural gas is going to be consumed for creating electricity. You've already heard the Texas at brownouts, and they're worried between 4 and 8 o'clock in the evening that people will have to be careful with the amount of usage because they're running flat out. They do have a lot of solar power there. They're after California, I think they have the most solar capacity in the United States. They also have some wind power. So they are moving to renewables, but the biggest portion, over 50%, I believe is the number, is still coming from natural gas for cogen to create electricity for air conditioning. So right now we're looking at record temperatures. I think they were saying July 4th, I think I saw this on CNN, was the highest temperature day ever.
Well, Joseph, when you look at the energy landscape, to Corey's point, it's kind of been channeling sideways. Nat gas has had a pretty tough time of it, but some people are starting to look at that as a contrarian area. What do you think is going to bring a little more interest into the sector as far as new buying? What would cause the price to break out? Because right now when we talk with oil investors or even some of the people in the industry, they're kind of just in a sideways summer doldrums period. What do you think the catalyst would be that's going to cause oil to either break out or break down?
Okay, one thing people have to take into account is the LNG plants just went through a major turnaround. They have annual turnarounds. So you had 2 to 4 BCF less of demand. I wrote about that today in Ion Energy. And so that plus, the storage being high has kept prices low. But once we start seeing the LNG demand come back on, and the shipments may not be to Europe because Europe's in good shape, but the shipments may end up going to Asia, to South Korea, Japan, other places, Vietnam, and that would tighten things up. The other thing, of course, is demand, it will exceed supply once the LNG comes on. And if we have hot weather and people really put on their air conditioning units, that's going to help. And then lastly, a negative in terms of, the environment and in terms of people's lives is tornadoes and hurricanes. If you have those, especially hurricanes, the whole Gulf of Mexico shuts in, and that could be 10 BCF for periods of time. So people are not looking at the positive side of the coin. They're looking at the storage numbers, which are bearish at this point. They're still quite high, but they're not as high as they were year over year just a few weeks ago. Those numbers are tightening up, and if we do start seeing the LNG demand come back up, you're going to see storage injections not go up as quickly as people think, and that could change the psychology all by itself.
What about China? Joseph, is China playing any role in kind of this muted energy price simply because their post-COVID recovery has been a lot slower, a lot weaker than expected?
Yeah, there's two portions to that. One, China's talking about doing some massive stimulus Everybody's waiting to see what that is, because I don't know. They don't need bridges to nowhere, or housing units or office towers empty. Especially with the work from home gig. So I don't know exactly what they could do to stimulate. Lowering interest rates, I don't think is going to do it. And the China numbers, consumer spending is not very, hasn't recovered because people still have the COVID mentality. The savings rates they have are unbelievable. There's over $2 trillion of savings from the start of COVID to now. So they could go on a massive spending spree if they saw optimism about the economy. So I wouldn't count them out. China historically has found ways to stimulate the economy. I don't think that we need more airports and railroads and, empty cities. But maybe they should do hospitals. Maybe they should do, providing more support for senior citizens. There's ways of doing stimulus that they haven't done, which is part of the social service basket we have in Canada, the States, and Europe. And the Chinese have much, much lower spending in those areas.
Yeah, that China recovery post-COVID has been a lot slower than everyone has thought. And I think that's weighed on not just the energy sector, but also some other commodities. Plus, it's been interesting. I read an article just this last week that was outlining how OPEC was looking for some new countries to join their alliance. Who knows what's going to come out of that, but clearly OPEC still has a bit of control in the oil market. However, they really haven't been able to meet some of their production quotas sometimes. It's been a real mixed bag out of them, but the lack of U.S. build-out has, I think, been fairly noteworthy. But Joseph, we're going to have you back on next segment to wrap up the show, and we're going to dive a little bit more into the stocks, because you look at some of the ETFs that follow the stocks, and, well, they've kind of trended sideways, but you drive down into the juniors, into even some of the other guys that I've been looking at, some of the bigger guys, there's been a general fade. Maybe the bull market for these stocks is over, or maybe we're just setting up for another run higher. We will definitely get your thoughts on that. So everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back chatting energy stocks with Joseph Chester.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Here we are, wrapping up this weekend's edition of the KE Report, continuing to chat with Joseph Schachter. And as promised, Joseph, it is time to get into the energy stocks. Broadly, have you seen one sector, one group of stocks that has either been outperforming to the upside or completely underperforming?
Well, the drillers and the frackers have been hit pretty hard. Oil stocks today, because of the the report, are getting hit. Some of them are down 4% today that are oily names. Precision drilling's down 4.8% today. I'm just going to go through my list here. You've got Yangara down 6.3%. So when you have these smaller names with not so much liquidity, and having used up their NCIBs, because you're only allowed to buy a certain amount every day. You have a maximum you can buy every day and a maximum you can buy during the period that you have it. And right now we're in blackout periods for many of them because the quarter is over. And until they release their Q2 results, they may be blackout where they can't do any NCIBs. And that's why you're seeing stocks weaken more than the averages. I think that if we go back to $66, $67 WTI in the next few weeks on shitty markets, and the Dow down, today was down over 500 points. Now it looks like it's only down 300. But if we go down below 30,000, which is a 10% hiccup from here, and the worst hit sector will probably be tech, because that's the most overvalued sector. I think at that point we're going to get bargains. I think that could happen as early as late July. If not, it'll be into sometime in August. I expect we'll be sending out. Right now we had, if you remember in early March when we were cautious, we only had 8 names on the buy list. We added 7 on March 13th and 7 on March 15th because we got 2 buy signals in a row. I think we're going to get a lot of 1 or 2 buy signals late July, August, and I expect we'll add another 8 names right now from what I'm looking at on the prices. So we could have 30 of our 39 names as buys, and that's the highest amount of buys I've had since you and I have been talking.
Well, Joseph, I know you have a diversified portfolio, but for somebody that's listening to this and maybe they've got some money on the sideline, sounds like we're going to be setting up for a good buy zone in a lot of companies. Are you more animated by the bigger oil companies that pay a dividend, the smaller growth-oriented companies that could maybe have a little more torque to the upside if we saw the prices improve? Are you more interested in nat gas versus oil? Any thoughts on which one really sticks out in your mind as far as the best opportunity?
Again, for individuals, you need to sit down with your investment advisor and decide what's appropriate. For our age, we want some dividend income, but we also want growth. So we own things like Birchcliff, and we own Pinecliff, Pipestone. You know, we're looking at buying some of the oily names. We see bargains there. Some of the energy service stocks are really cheap. We've been backers of CREW for a long time and Gran Tierra. And so you need to, you could be buying Paramount Resources with a great dividend. The other thing is some of the utilities are pipeline infrastructure utilities are yielding great. Just to go over the yield page I have in front of me now, Birchcliff is yielding 10.8%, Enbridge 7.4%. TC Energy 7.2, you've got Canacol at 9.6, Pinecliff at 9.6, you've got Hemisphere 8.3, which is a smaller one, Inplay Oil 7.8%, Surge Energy is trading with a 7.1, so you can get some very, very handsome yields and have significant capital gain potential. My view would be is the Enbridges, TCs would give you a 7% yield with 10-15% upside, and for people who want growth, you could buy some of these juniors yielding 6-7% and have 20-30% or more upside into 2024. And the reason is, I think in 2024 we're going to see $100 oil again. That could be because of the supply demand. It could be because of issues with China, maybe blockading Taiwan. It could be problems with the shipping in the Gulf of Suez. We've seen Iran recently try to grab a couple of tankers, and the American Navy saved them. So there's lots of hot spots out there, and if we do see something happening there, that would increase the price of oil. And with supply and demand tightened, and with less drilling occurring, that just adds to the positive story for 2020, late 23, early 24.
All right. So then, Joseph, I guess from the junior standpoint, I want to ask you about some of these junior companies. When you're looking at some of the drillers, the juniors out there, we talk a lot about kind of the resource mining world and how tough it has been for these juniors, especially to raise money to get work done. What are some of the keys to isolate in terms of characteristics of these juniors that in your eyes makes them a bit healthier than the broad swath of juniors?
Yeah, I would look at companies that have strong balance sheets, that have a break even to pay the dividend in the $40 WTI range so that they don't cut the dividends. They may pull back on their NCIBs, to pay the dividend. And what you want to do is be involved in the Montney play. You want to be involved in the drillers to some extent, because if we have 2, 3, 4 LNG projects on the West Coast over the next few years being moved into, moved on in terms of progressing to build them, there's going to have to be a lot of drilling in Northwest Alberta, Northeast BC to bring on the gas to feed those facilities. So I really like natural gas. I like the drillers and the frackers. And I like international oils. Domestic oils are okay, especially an in-play that has a great yield. But I like the international oil and gas because those companies can grow much faster because the size of the prizes historically are bigger. So we're adding next week 2 new companies to our list from 37 to 39, and both of them are international drillers. One's a U.S. company with operations based in Calgary. The other one is an Asian company with the operations based in Calgary. And that's the key for me, is I want access to management. So if they have offices in Canada and you can, or in Calgary, you can easily make a phone call and get a meeting or a Teams meeting or whatever. And that's really the key. If I have access to management, and they're doing exciting things, and I'm willing to cover the story and own the story in the right, if it's the right story.
You know, we were talking a little bit before this call that when you look at a lot of the drilling, especially U.S. drilling, more so than Canadian, it seems like there's a reduction in drilling across the board. What does that mean for the sector? Are we at peak Permian Basin, for example? Are some of the other basins just getting long in the tooth?
For the near term, I agree with you. It's bearish because the industry is being pushed by investors to spend capital wisely and to return capital to investors through NCIBs and dividends. You know, you look at Warren Buffett keeps on buying more Oxy, and he owns, I think he's a big investor in Chevron. So he's making the bet that the return on capital thesis will come. The industry will not spend a lot of money to grow. It's not being paid to do that under the Biden administration. So I think that that just sets up for a fabulous story. Because if we, you know, if we have demand growth from natural gas, from LNG exports in Canada and the States, that helps, you know, remember we're producing 16 BCF of gas in Canada. Those new facilities could be 5 to 7 BCF of gas by the end of the decade. That's a pretty fabulous growth rate. You don't have the same growth rate for liquids. So, I like the Montney plays and have investments there, and we cover those companies and we like them a lot. We like the service sector that's going to benefit from the Montney drilling. And then we like the international E&P story. So, you know, there's cheap stocks everywhere. Domestic, oily names are cheap too. You know, Crescent Point has a, you know, well, it's not as juicy, 4.8% yield. And, the issue is, you know, like Whitecap's got 6.5% yield. So they're juicy, but not as juicy as some of the others.
All right, Joseph, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you for this update. Again, broadly, the energy sector, oil, natural gas has moved kind of sideways. The stocks have drifted a little bit. But by the end of the year, you are seeing a better outlook. We'll see how that all plays out. We'll follow along kind of month after month as we do with you. So, Joseph, thank you very much for your time on this weekend show. And everybody, thanks for tuning in on this weekend show. We appreciate you taking some of your weekend to listen to these interviews. And as always, keep in touch with us through email. We love hearing from each and every one of you, your thoughts on the markets, our guests, and any companies we interview. So, everybody, thanks again for tuning in. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.